Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, Allied Industrial Sales, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather, let's get to it. Quite a bit of rain went past us during the night. A lot of it didn't hit us, but a lot of it has gone to the north and east of us, and they claim we have more coming. But right now it's 60 down on the island. Winds are kind of the north, northeast, but today they're calling for heavy thunderstorms during the morning. I don't know whether that's all past or more coming, but windy this afternoon with occasional showers. Morning high of 66. Temperatures will be falling to near 50 during the day with northeast are actually north winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. And rain chance they're throwing in is about 80%. Higher wind gusts are possible today. Cloudy with gusty winds tonight. Low of 47. North winds 20 to 30. And then for tomorrow, overcast with rain showers at times with a high of 52. North-northeast winds 10 to 20. 70% chance of rain again tomorrow. So from that dry, warm fall and winter we started off with, it's making up for it now. Looking at tides for today, we have two of them. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low coming up at 8:54 this morning. It's a negative 0.8, and then a high this evening at 5:32 p.m. a 1.8. 6:59 a.m. at sunrise, 5:21 p.m. sunset. Moon phase, it's almost full at 97%. Right now, current conditions looking around here, looks like Galveston Channel, it's a north wind at about 8 to 14. Water temp 65, air temperature 59. Eagle Point is north at 9 to 13 with 58 degrees, 56 degree water. And Morgan's Point, it's 53 degrees up there with 60 degree water and north-northwest wind at 13 to 20 miles per hour. So, water temperatures dropping and fish biting. A lot of good catches this week. The ones that braved the elements and got out in it. I think Monday was kind of a washout in some areas up this way, but for the most part, up and down the whole coast, pretty good bite going on. And corkies are working again. Well, they never stop working, but the bite's really good on them right now, depending on how you like to fish. All right, let's move over to the Golden Triangle area now, and let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what's up with him. Good morning, Bill. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, man. Well, I did fish a couple of days, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Monday right. Was a rain out, and Tuesday and Wednesday, and we did good.
Awesome.
I had nice solid trout on the usual Usual Suspects, the Little John, and White Glitter, and a K. Wiggler White Ball Tail,
right,
4-inch, and those fish. The water temperature was 57.4
mm-hmm.
both days, and I think we. I don't believe those trout were lethargic at all, and that's a pretty good temperature drop. You know, it was around what, 70 or so, and it dropped on down to 57.
Right,
and that's pretty steep drop.
Yeah,
and that wind was howling. Tuesday it was howling out of the northeast.
It was getting it.
Oh God! Well, we just drifted through. You couldn't fish any way but drift. So I just turned the old boat sideways. That Pathfinder will drift really well. I just spun it around and let it go through,
you know,
and we'd spin around and go back, you know, we'd make about a 300-yard drift and then turn around, make a half circle, go back through again.
Do it again.
And the first day we caught, 5 oversized reds and 23 trout. And they were just solid.
Lots of oversized reds these days.
Yeah. Yeah, if you run into a school of them, you're going to get a three-way hookup. And after we did that, you know, you just, you're lucky if you land three of them. You know, we hooked up three times. And
yeah.
They went around and around the boat, you know how it goes. But I had some good fishermen, and they knew what to do.
Makes a difference. Big difference.
Big old pretty orange redfish, you know, copper color.
Yeah, they're beautiful when they're like that.
Yeah, they are.
Especially where the sides, the scales, you know, that bright, brilliant orange goldish color meets the white on their bellies. That's pretty cool looking.
Oh, yeah.
Never thought I'd think they're called a redfish beautiful, but they are when they're lit up like that. They're pretty fish.
Yeah. And their tails were blue, you know, that tinge of blue on them. And I mean, those bigger reds usually lose that.
Yeah, they kind of get duller. Yeah.
Yeah, they still had that vivid color of blue. And, you know, I think God just threw that in there for a splash color. I really do. There's no reason for that except it's just beautiful, you know. I was just amazed at it. That's got to be one of the prettiest fish out there when they're that color.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we only hooked 5 of those. And I knew that when we put them in the net, they were going to be just a little over, and they were. They were 29 to 30s, and that's mostly what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're all litter mates, wherever they come from. And you know, in Texas, you can keep one, but in Louisiana, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't let you keep any oversized anymore, do they? Used to be one a day.
Used to keep one a day, yeah. And that sure changed things. But and some days it's hard to get a keeper-sized fish. But they're sure saving a lot of them. I mean,
right.
Think about it. That's a few that they're saving every year.
I don't know.
We've caught probably... Oh, golly, I bet you I put 50 or 60 through the boat that we could have kept, you know, if they still had that law.
Right.
But anyway, that's my big Brazilian bread knife don't come out very often anymore.
No, no.
And that's okay.
No need for it.
Yep.
Not for now. You know, maybe things will turn and they'll bring it back.
Well, it might, but here's the thing. I guess if they're trying to protect the spawners, and those fish are about to leave the bay, you know.
Yeah, if they
somewhere
do.
Around.
If they do.
Yeah, hopefully they will.
You know, the last few winters, I don't know, for about the last 6-8 years, those bull reds have never left up here. They just stay all winter long, no matter how cold it gets.
Well, I wonder if they can spawn in the passes, and, you know, they may actually
be
spawning.
Well, that's usually what they do, yeah.
And I think that as long as they're still spawning. But anyway.
Well, we know that when they stocked them in Texas lakes, they don't spawn because of the fresh water. They need salinities to do it for whatever reason. I'll leave that up to the experts, but it,
yeah.
You know, they just never seem to leave this fresh water up here. You know, they stay in the marsh and all the bayous and the rivers, and I don't know what's up with that, whether they're making a big push when it's spawning time in the fall and they run to the passes and dump and then come right back. I don't know.
I'm not sure about that either.
Yeah, that'll probably be all the research going on now. That'll all probably come to light after we're dead and gone to know what these things are doing like this. But
that's, it's kind of a mystery to me, but all I focus on is catching them.
Well, you're in the fish catching business. You're not raising fish, you're catching fish, man.
And I've always had a gift that I can remove all the clutter from my mind and focus on what I need to go do. And it's kind of a gift.
A lot of people can't do that.
I don't worry about that other side stuff. You know, I'm not a biologist. I'm a fish killer. That's
one of those on-the-job training guys, Mr. OJT. Have you seen more? You know, everybody's been talking about it on social media and all that, freaking out about it, but it was actually written wrong in the rules with TPNW. You know, the federal management is, they don't allow drones, you know, for fishing purposes, hunting, all that. We kind of knew all that, but it's... even to the point where, you know, a lot of these guys in the surf, they have the drones that they, you know, fly out and drop their bait in the water. Well, they can't even do that. That's actually against the law.
No, everybody's, really?
Oh, yeah, everybody's having a fit over it and everything. But they claim to email your legislators and tell them to change it where you can still do that. But actually, they hadn't been able to, but nobody enforced it because it was written wrong or whatever by TPNW. So, and then you got North Carolina, and you saw where December 1st they put it in effect where any fish you catch in salt water, it has to be reported. I think there's 5 or 6 different species, you know, flounder, drum, red, sheephead, speckled trout, even gray trout, they call, you know, like our sand trout.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to report all catches once you get in, not till you get home or the next day. It's got to be done immediately, you know, through a smartphone device or what have you.
Now,
even
that's
if you're
crazy.
Fishing off the bank, yeah. So it's
a little bit too complicated for a country boy like me.
Well, it is, and hopefully it doesn't come to that in our state.
That worries.
Well, they're struggling with their fishery, too.
Yeah, everybody is.
Yeah.
And so I can understand.
The reason
what
we
doing.
Impose all these restrictions and limits on people and everything else, because that's the only thing you can truly manage. And You can't control the real issues like environment and habitat and things like that, water quality, the whole nine yards. And it, but they can manage us. But we're not, I don't think we're the problem. I really don't.
I don't either.
We are in some areas, maybe for, you know, abusers and all that, that really take more than they should. But for the most part, you know, 95% of us are legit and appreciate. And we are for conservation. We want it to be good and better, make it better. But,
yeah, that's true.
But Mother Nature and all these other avenues are the real problem, not us. Let me do this break, Bill. I'll come right back at you, my friend.
All right, with me.
Well, you know, folks, the Belleville Meat Market is a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention this time of year, you know, with rifle season going on. I mean, deer hunters always think of the Belleville Meat Market. No better place to drop your game off. They track it all the way through the process. You get back the meat you took in. Nobody else's but yours. And check out all their different blends of pecan smoked sausage that you can have ordered with your processing needs, whether you're looking for burgers, you know, pan sausage, whatever. Let the guys there work with you. They excellent service. They pull your game out of your truck for you, even wash your cooler out. Same way when you pick it up, they load it up for you. First class service. And don't forget the Belleville Meat Market with Christmas coming up. Don't forget about their gift boxes. Now's the time to order them before they get too busy and can't get them out to you by Christmas. What a great gift for your friends, buddies, even family members as a Belleville gift box. Check them out on the web or just go by and see them right there in downtown Belleville. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back. Had a listener text and wanted to know if it was raining heavy over there where you're at.
Yeah.
Is it?
It rained pretty good in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
It's not right now.
No,
I think it's
moved on east.
We had some big thunderstorms move through. And, of course, I was asleep, but I think it rained pretty good. Looks like it's moving on through, and there's another band up at Amarillo, straight across the catty corner across the state, and I don't know how fast that'll get here, but this rain that we're experiencing right now has almost moved through.
Yeah.
So, and we had a little bit of a problem. The second day we fished, we had a little problem. with some fresh water coming out of the river, out of the Sabine. We had a 3.5-inch rain out of the all of that that came through Monday, and I was surprised, but hey, it rained pretty heavy at times. So my rain gauge had 3.5 inches in it, so I'll be able to tell when I dumped it out, so I'll be able to tell what we got. But that anytime you get that kind of a local rain, it's going to affect the water quality in the Sabine and the Neches, you know.
Right.
And those fish, the second day we had to fish farther out by about 300 yards. Those fish moved out into the bay.
Yeah,
where the water was a little bit better. Yeah, you could tell, even though it was so overcast. And the second day, it was so cold. I thought it was cold the first day. I mean, I was covered up with everything I could put on.
Well, that northeast wind, man, it just cuts you. You got to layer up. And you got to be dressed right in that kind of weather. You know, you look at the forecast. Well, it's going to be a high of 55 today. But you put the northeast at 20 factor in there on top of that, and it, man, it'll cut through you. Better have some good gear, buddy.
Yeah, so the first good day gear. It was northeast, and the second day it was east. And
both
the east wind, she cold. Yeah, the east wind, she cold no matter which way she blow from. That's what those Cajuns say.
they're spot on. They ought to know. They get a lot of it over there.
Yeah, they do. That's a wet place. We're right on the edge of it. So we get some of it, too.
Well, yeah, y'all get a lot more rainfall just right down the road than we do over here. That's crazy how that works. But
it is crazy.
Beaumont area is always average getting about 30 or 40 inches more a year than Houston. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, it's just the way we're
positioned. As a crow fly, that's no distance at all.
No, you would think, and then it'll switch around to Houston every once in a while, and then y'all will
get
it.
Yeah, when we get it, we get it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, those in 2 days, I had 4.5 inches here, so the drought's over on Umbrella Point, I can tell you that. But, you know, it. You can't even hardly tell it rained. It drank that up like nothing. You know, I had water pooling for half a day, and it just disappeared. Drank it up.
Pretty much did here, too.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But, we would drift into downwind, just cut the motor around and drift downwind, and those fish were very scattered. They'd pop up over here, and you'd see a little bird action. And then they'd pop up over there 100 yards away. So basically, you couldn't chase your tail. You couldn't chase the fish. Mm-hmm. You just had to take it on the chin and drift through slow. Or you'd spook the fish anyway.
Right.
So, you know, after about a 200-300-yard drift, we'd spin back around, make half circle. And we were still using quarter-ounce jig. The water being that chilly, it still didn't change over to a 16th or an 8th or anything like that. Those fish were, the bite was pretty subtle. You had to change up the way you were working it. And every once in a while, maybe just let it stop and fall.
Yeah.
But they were definitely feeding on shrimp. So that's how it's working right now. And then not big shrimp.
Yeah, every
once in a while you see a tern fly by with a little bitty shrimp in his beak, but
yeah.
And there was a few surface strikes, you know, they'd blow up on shrimp on the surface, but basically it was pretty much under the water. So you didn't have much to throw at. You just drift through and be patient.
Blind
and we
drift.
Wound up 23 the first day.
Yeah,
and that was a good that was a solid fish, you know. We'd have some 15 to 18s. And one of my friends was out there yesterday, and he said that he caught a 19-inch trout, which is, you know, pretty good-sized trout. But basically, they're...
For these days,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, they're the same size.
Cookie cutters.
Yeah, they could be better. We wish.
We're starting to see a few more oversized. I can't believe I can let that word come out of my mouth, an oversized trout, but it is what it is. But, you know, in the 21, 22-inch, an occasional four-pounder, you know, then if you really get lucky, you can catch you one around five. But we're slowly growing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing over here. And
we're so impatient. We think these trout ought to grow up overnight, but they don't. I mean, that's takes time.
No, and I tell people all the time, Hurricane Harvey was devastating.
Mm-hmm.
All we had was, after that event, all we had was trout that were up the bios that got pushed up there.
Right.
And they were mostly smaller fish, and that was the ones that survived. The rest of them went to the Gulf.
Right.
And we had to start all over again. Now, I never did quit catching fish, but they sure got small.
No, they got small, and they got fewer. That was,
yeah, that's true.
That's an event a lot of fishermen have not ever seen before and probably never will see again. I just, I've never seen that much water coming. I mean, that's crazy.
No. The Sabine and the Natchez ran together over here on I-10.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard. They connected.
For miles.
But didn't y'all get some rainfall totals over there around 72, 73 inches or something, I heard?
Yeah, I talked to a game warden that was over here from Florida. They sent him over here, and he said, do you know that y'all got 72 inches on your highway right here?
Wow.
I said, yeah, I believe that. I said, yeah, I was experiencing it. And the Natchez River come up in my yard, which I had never, ever seen.
Probably never see that again either.
No, it come up right up to the slab of my house on the north side.
I've lived around here a long time. I've never seen Cedar Bayou look like a raging river.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. That's for sure.
Well, that's good. That's all water under the bridge, and hopefully we won't ever see that again. Not in our lifetime. That was a game changer.
Hopefully
that
not.
Messed a lot of things up on the upper Texas coast.
Yeah, it did.
But we're slowly coming back. You know, it's already been, that was in 2017. That's already been 8 years.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that long, does it?
No, it doesn't, but
That's a whole cycle of trout right there. 8 years.
Yeah. We started seeing more trout. Next year, more trout. And I'm like, okay, this is not going to be a devastating event, but, you know, still got to grow.
The freeze in 2021. That hurt.
Yeah. And that catch... They catch over here, I'll see pictures of a 27 or 28-inch trout, you know, and most everybody lets them go, which is the right thing to do because we don't have that many of them.
But, well, it's the law now. They don't have a choice.
Yeah. That's
well, unless they want to use their tag for a 27 or 28, but I don't know any people that would do that.
Yeah.
They're waiting on a dirty 30 or whatever they call it. Dirty 30.
I haven't seen a 30 yet. But
it's been a while.
Maybe somebody's
if you go down
one.
South, you can find one, but not up here right now. I'm sure there's some here, but few and far between, brother.
Yes, sir.
But we'll get there.
Well, yeah.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, it's always good talking to you. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing this winter with you, give them some info how they can get out and come get you.
Well, you can call me on 409-673-9211. But right. It's still a little bit unstable on my hip. Might have to push it on down the road a little bit, but I think I'm about done for the year.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be able to get back up and really get to moving. By the end of the day, it's hard to stand up.
I bet.
You know, that hip just gives me a fit. So, anyway.
Like my old man
welcome
used to
all prayers
me,
son, of people out there.
It's hell to get old.
I'd like to still be able to keep going for a little while longer.
Well, just don't overdo it. Just pick your days.
Yeah.
Chill out. That's what I do. I don't try to kill myself over a 2-pound trout.
No.
All right, man. Well, Bill, you have a good one.
Take care,
I'll talk
buddy.
To you Saturday. You be safe out there. Take care, man.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, you know, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all. That's exactly what they do. Call them, Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with the fish dude, Richard Tosh. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Not a lot, Mickey, but I done snuck off on you again.
So. Oh, you're in the hill country?
You know I am. There ain't no doubt.
I can't blame you, man.
Good night. I kept looking at the weather, and it's like, it's going to rain. It's going to get cold. Wind's going to blow. It's like,
there you go. What, nothing wrong with that.
No, and what's weird is, like yesterday when I left over there, it was like in the 50s and raining, and then get over here and it's 70 and clear, and it's like, good night. I tell you what, that's something else. And then this all night last night, it's been raining over here, and that's back in the 40s. So it's it ought to be pretty decent. When I pulled up yesterday, I had a doe laying in the yard, and then I had a little 6-point that was kind of protecting her, you know. So he wouldn't run off, she wouldn't run off. So it's and I rode around a little bit, and it's, I think finally the rut is on over here. I mean, normally that Thanksgiving week it's going pretty hard, but it's I noticed quite a few rubs and stuff on some trees and all that good stuff. So it's and then my cousin has got his bucks on the high fence side, and they're pacing up and down the fence, and all these does are stepping over there to them. So it's you get to watch it whenever it really happens, and it's a blast. But I tell you what really surprised me is normally by this time of year the leaves are gone off all the post oak trees, but man, I tell you what, they're still yeah. going pretty strong, you know. I mean, they're on there pretty good, and acorns are, you know, they should be getting sour by now, you know. But I did notice,
you know, if we get enough rain, sour the acorns where these deer will, you know, start cutting corn.
I know that's what's crazy. That's the thing. They're trying to come in, but I've noticed by looking at my cameras that they're getting nocturnal right now. So it's that moon messing with them. They're running at night a lot. So it's some of the bigger ones that I'm seeing anyway. Granted, the big ones out here aren't big. You know, most of them I'm seeing I've got 2 to 3 nice little 8-points, you know, but they're just, you know, they're not 3.5-year-old. Yeah. You know, so it's, there's one that's stumbling around out there that's older though. I'll find him. So it's one of those deals where might as well, you know, I'm sitting in the stand in the rain versus sitting in the boat in the rain. So it's that's one thing.
You got a nice deer stand. You can hunt anything.
I guarantee you can, especially with them little heaters they got nowadays. I mean, growing up,
doesn't it?
It does. I mean, to tell you, because we used to take a little coffee can and a roll of toilet paper and a bottle of alcohol and put in them stands and light it up when it'd get cold. And it worked really good, we thought. And now you got these little
what are they called? Little buddies.
Mr. Heaters or little buddies.
And all that.
Yes. Man, you load up a little propane bottle in there and you got 2.5-3 hours of staying warm. So
sure.
It's ain't nothing wrong with that. It kind of spoils you, you know. But they
run quite a while on one of those spin-on bottles, but
they will. I mean,
if you smell propane, you don't need to be firing that thing up. I've heard some horror stories, people catching on fire inside of a deer blind.
I don't need to be.
If you're 20 feet up in the air and on fire, man, that's not good.
That's a long fall.
Well, it's
fall,
never good when you're on fire, but 20 feet up there, that makes it worse.
It does. But, you know, that's the thing is, a lot of times it's just, you know, a matter of trying to spin it on there in the dark. That's one of the big things. You get it on there cross-threaded and start leaking and stuff like that, and then it's on in your world.
Don't light it.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, you know, like with me, I've never had any issues with them, but I know there's things, you know, I've had it cross thread, but I can always feel it when it's cross threading, so I just don't even I'll back it off and do it
back
again.
Back off and restart it.
Yeah, but I am ready to see what this next little cool front does. See if it knocks that water temperature on down where I want it for them hybrids, because them hybrids ought to be fired up going pretty
ours
hard right
is
now.
Is dropping good here on the coast. We're in the 50s, so you know that's great.
Well. It's not great for y'all. I mean, y'all's fish don't like that cold water that much, but man,
they do when it's in the 50s like it is now. Once it gets, you know, well
in
below
the 40s,
that, in the 40s they get a little more lethargic. But man, if you're 50 and up, it's on.
Yeah, hey, that's great. You know, and that's what I'm waiting to see. You know, something where it's consistently, you know, because the other day when I was out there, the dang water temperature was still 70. It's like, good night. You got to start dropping, you know. So it's once it gets in the 60s, pretty pretty steady, and even if it gets into the 50s, it's even good. So
yeah,
but that means those, you know, that means those dang doe, those hybrids are going to want them bigger shad. So that's a good thing. You know, I like it when they want them bigger shad, because they're
used to
bigger fish.
Where do you get your
fish.
Bigger shad out of the Trinity River?
You know I do. Get over the Trinity River and I catch them big gizzard shad a lot easier.
Yep.
And with a lot less effort, you know, than on Conroe, because Conroe, I can actually, you know, I can throw a net all morning and not catch two or three big gizzard shad, and where I can go over the river and I can jump out there and in two or three casts, I can have, you know, 40, 50, 60, even 100,
right.
3 to 5 inch gizzard shad, even bigger than that at times. But I typically don't like them bigger than about 5 inches. You know, that's the 3 to 5 inch gizzard shad, usually in the winter months from say now all the way till February or so, they usually do really good. Then after that, they start getting back on those smaller versions of them, you know, 3 inches and less. It's all the way down to 1.5 inches. I mean, then in the summer months, if you try to put a 4 inch shad on there, you won't get a bit. But you put an 1.5 inch shad on there, everything in the lake eats it up. It's crazy how you go through that transition and those differences. It's always, you know, everybody talks about match. Well,
did he fade away?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Go stand on a stump or something. He's got to fade it away. Is he back?
I say it's with those shad, you know, in the summer months, they typically you get to the smaller shad, so it's you know, matching the hatch and stuff like that's kind of critical. You know, you get the shad spawn in April. And then they'll start growing pretty good at a pretty good rate. And then June, July, they're up there about inch and a half long. And those hybrids eat them up. I mean, it's just one of those things where as long as you're staying, continuing with the way the growth rate is on the bait, you'll do good. But once you start throwing those big shad out there, they don't. It's funny, they just don't want those big shad in the summer months. It's a weird thing. So, but they also, you know, July you got the brim spawning, so they'll actually eat those brim up pretty good in July. So, because they're chasing those rascals too, you know, because those beds are just easy pickings for them. And there's so many brim beds on the lake anyway. It's amazing. You know, I mean, there's a couple of places where I'd go through bass fishing a lot, and I'll go side imaging along certain areas that I don't side image a whole lot. I just go check them just to see what's there. And man, I spot so many brim beds all over the lake. It's just amazing. But, you know, typically, like I say, late June, July, that's whenever the biggest part of the brim spawn starts happening. And then, you know, the bass, everything's trying to eat a brim whenever they're spawning. I mean, it's amazing how that.
Fish, bass,
everything.
Well, that's good fish food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's your bait anyway. So it's especially bait for bigger fish. You know, the bigger bass like them, the bigger catfish like them, the hybrids, they like them. You know, I mean, it's just crazy how that cycle works, because, you know, during the bass spawn, the brim are up there trying to eat the bass eggs. And then whenever the brim go to spawn, well, the bass just come up there and eat the whole brim. They don't care. You know, that's their revenge. You know, you try to get all my eggs, well, I'm just going to eat you. So that's what they do. And that, I mean, it's the craziest cycle how it happens. But there's so many brim out there. I mean, even, you know, like crappie fishing a lot of times. And, you know, people that are scoping, they'll pull up to a brush pile. And you'll look at that brush pile and think, man, look at all those crappie. Well, no, it's for the most part, they're brim.
A lot of it being brim, yeah.
Yeah, those big brim will show up similar to a crappie. They're not just like them, but you can normally tell by the way they just kind of bunch up on a brush pile, because they're just like a cloud all over it.
Sure.
If you had you had some night crawlers and stuff on that brush pile, man, you could load the boat with brim. I mean, it's crazy because I know people that do it. It's like, you know, get out there and I'll try it from time to time, but typically I like catching those brim when they're on the bed spawning because they're, you know, it's just easy pickings when you find them, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And for the most part, most of the brim beds are anywhere from 4 to 8 foot of water, but there are some of
fish. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There ain't no doubt. And you just kind of get them set up in the middle of those beds and throw your little cork out there with a night crawler on it and or even a mealworm or something like that, chunk it out there and just let it drift along. And once you kind of hit a hot spot, you'll sit there and just keep catching them over and over and over again. It's a blast sitting there watching that.
Wear them out, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if you roll the one you're looking for, send me a picture of it.
Will do,
my
brother. Will do.
Always on. Always receiving anything.
I hear you.
All right, Richard. Well, hey, throw out some info. Somebody can reach you.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good day. Good luck on your hunt, man. Be safe.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Hey, we'll do. See you, man.
All right.
All right, now let's hop down to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky, see what he's doing this morning. Good morning, Charlie P.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey. What's the weather doing?
It's,
I don't hear it raining outside.
Chilly and windy. It's not raining right now, that's for sure.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Yeah, we decided not to go today. But the doom and gloom report, but...
Doom and gloom's the way to go roll these days, man. They love it.
Yeah. It was pretty damn good yesterday.
Did you get out this week?
Yesterday.
I'm just teasing.
I don't know.
I saw you caught them yesterday. That's good.
I caught one about 27, but several 25s and lots
Ooh,
of
nice
lots of 18,
fish.
19s, yeah.
Those are good fish just, there, man.
They just fed in one area all day. And the funny part is, Mickey, it's right out in front of one of our best marshes, and we have yet to catch a keeper redfish.
Huh.
Not one keeper redfish. Probably 30 undersized, but not one keeper redfish. It's just puzzling. That's the way it's been the whole year. Just, I don't know where they're at. You know, they had to be up against the grass and, you know, just inside of that marsh. But
yeah,
they do not want to pull in that open water.
Wonder why.
You know, I don't know. Don't know. You know, usually they're a nuisance out there, and no, not now. Don't know. You know, the guys that are catching them are the ones been using bait, you know, all year long, mullet and shrimp and stuff like that in the marsh, but they don't want to pull into that open water. Just don't want to. And it's in both bays. It's not only in East, but it's over in West Bay, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but trout fishing's good. You know, we're in December. We're on the upswing of the full moon right now. I mean, if you can't catch them, better check your fishing credentials. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We're supposed to fish all weekend, and we got to deal with this weather.
Well, I think... I mean, today and tomorrow are iffy, but, Saturday, they're throwing a 40% in there, but it's going to be sunny Sunday, high of 65, and then I guess another front's coming in with that clear, no rain chances, but it's going to be sunny all next week, but cooler, highs in the 50s.
Yeah.
And by midweek, it's up in the 60s again, so... But it,
it's
been a little cooler than we thought it was going to be. A lot of these mornings, pretty chilly with that east wind, man. It'd cut you, cut you in two if you're not dressed right.
You better dress right. I can tell you
better
that.
Layer up.
Yeah. And that water temperature dropped pretty good.
It did. Where?
Yeah.
It's mostly in the 50s everywhere, mid to uppers.
Yeah. We're at the right time of the year. You know, I've always said.
You been throwing any corkies or anything? Did we lose Charlie? We lost something. I think I'm still here. I don't know about Charlie. We're going to call him back and finish up with him. But, yeah, seeing a lot of corky biting going on now. Everybody's starting to throw them more consistently. But you really don't have to wait till this time of year to get bit on a corky. You got to work it different and fish different. Water depths with it. Let me know when you get him back, Jace. He may have just... All right, Charlie, I don't know what happened. You just faded away, brother.
Man, I'm staying in a new place now, and it's really the first time we're talking out of it, so I didn't know what to expect.
Okay, well, just stand on a higher stump. Get up in a deer stand. And the phone always works in the top of a deer stand.
I know I can't get a radio to work in here, so I'll have to figure it out.
Well, out of range, radio range.
Right. It's funny, our signal down here this whole year has been off.
Really?
Nothing changed. Yeah, even I get in my truck when I was driving here from the other spot, couldn't get nothing. So, something with the radio waves.
Yeah, you think with technology getting better by the week, I mean, there you just wouldn't have any cell phone inconsistency as far as signal goes.
Yeah.
A lot of that going on in South Texas.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of guys just can't even get a cell signal till they get up in the deer stand.
Yeah. You know, I expected to see a lot more ducks flying around yesterday. I didn't see any.
Really? All sitting down? Well, they're all partying right now because it's a split. Nobody's shooting at them.
That's right.
They're all ganged up partying down somewhere.
Forgot about that.
Boy, I tell you, they lit them up Sunday before the split started. Man, everybody I knew that went Sunday, just a lot of new birds in with that front. And, man, everybody whacked them, especially green winged teal. They were just getting ate up by them.
Well,
thousands of them.
That's good. I'm happy for them because they've been suffering without any ducks to shoot.
Yeah, it just kind of depends on where you're at. Some areas are just holding more birds than others, and when you don't have a lot of ducks, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Get some weather and get them all down here, then it'll be a game changer. Everybody'll be happy again. All right, Charlie P. Well, speaking of being happy, throw them out a phone number. Somebody can come down and catch some good trout with you this winter.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Charlie, have a good one. I'll talk to you down the road, bud.
Take care, Mickey.
Thank you, Charlie. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.